高三英语高考练习九。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and question about it,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Excuse me, is this where the bus to the zoo stops?
No, it's on the other side of the street.
Question. What will the woman probably do? 2. Roger,May I use your phone? I think mine is out of order.
Feel free.
Question. What does Roger tell the woman?
3. Can you go over my notes with me? I'll never understand all these chemistry experiments.
You know, review lessons are being held every night this week. They're supposed to be good.
Question.What does the woman imply the man should do? 4. I'd like to go swimming this afternoon, but it's such a long walk to the lake.
I know a shortcut. Let me show you on this map.
Question. What does the woman offer to do for the man?
5. I sent the package over 10 days ago. It still hasn't arrived.
Maybe you should send it the next one by air.
Question. What does the man suggest?
6. I need to talk to someone who knows a lot about Albany. Someone said you lived there.
Oh, but I was really young at the time.
Question. What does the woman imply?
7. Have you seen the doctor about your skin condition yet?
Oh, it's not a problem anymore. I've found a kind of medicine that works just fine.
Question. What does the man imply?
8. I'm told the person who teaches Chinese is well prepared and very interesting.
To say the least.
Question. What does the woman mean?
9. The lift is over there.
I know, but I like to walk up.
Question. What does the man mean?10. I thought Paul might be able to help me figure out the computer program.
Paul is about the last person I'd ask if I were you.
Question. What does the man imply about Paul? 2. B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you'll be askedseveral questions on each of them. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the question will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
A young shoeshine boy...works on a street near our hotel. You can tell he's had a rough life, but he's sweet. Last week, I talked to him. His name is Moises. He's never known his mother. His father's a drunk, so Moises just ran away. He shines shoes, and he's been sleeping on the street for the last 3 weeks. He started crying, and I came back to the hotel really depressed. Yesterday, when I got to the restaurant with Josh, I saw Moises. We asked him to eat lunch with us. Then the waiter came and told us that Moises couldn't be there. But we told him that we were buying him lunch. Then three guys from the restaurant came and started to show him away. I stopped them, but the manager told me that if other people saw him eating, they wouldn't want to eat there. I couldn't believe it. Moises was sitting right there. It was like he was not even human. Anyway, if Moises couldn't eat there, then neither could we. So we left and went to another restaurant across the street. But here's the best part. After we had eaten our soup, Moises asked me whether I minded if he took his food in a bag, because he had to leave. We watched as he left and went across the street and shared the food with other shoeshine boys. Since he had already eaten the soup, he wanted to give the other away. As Josh said, we probably fed 8 kids that day.
Now listen again, please.
A young shoeshine boy works on a street near our hotel. You can tell he's had a rough life, but he's sweet. Last week I talked to him. His name is Moises. He's never known his mother. His father's a drunk, so Moises just ran away. He shines shoes, and he's been sleeping on the street for the last 3 weeks. He started crying, and I came back to the hotel really depressed. Yesterday, when I got to the restaurant with Josh, I saw Moises. We asked him to eat lunch with us. Then the waiter came and told us that Moises couldn't be there. But we told him that we were buying him lunch. Then three guys from the restaurant came and started to show him away. I stopped them, but the manager told me that if other people saw him eating, they wouldn't want to eat there. I couldn't believe it. Moises was sitting right there. It was like he was not even human. Anyway, if Moises couldn't eat there, then neither could we. So we left and went to another restaurant across the street. But here's the best part. After we had eaten our soup, Moises asked me whether I minded if he took his food in a bag, because he had to leave. We watched as he left and went across the street and shared the food with other shoeshine boys. Since he had already eaten the soup, he wanted to give the other away. As Josh said, we probably fed 8 kids that day.
Questions 11. What might be the best title of this story?
Why did the restaurant refuse to serve Moises?
13. What can we infer about the speaker's attitude from this story?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Sports account for a growing number of income made on the sales of commercial time by television companies. Many television companies have used sports to attract viewers from particular sections of the general public, and then they have sold audiences to advertisers. An attraction of sport programs for the major U.S. media companies is that events are often held on Saturday and Sunday afternoons. These are the slowest time periods of the week for general television viewing. Sport events are the most popular weekend programs, especially among male viewers who may not watch much television at other times during the week. This means the television networks are able to sell advertising time at relatively high prices during what normally would be dead time for programming. The people in the advertising departments of major corporations realize that sports attract male viewers. They also realize that most business travelers are men and that many men make family decisions on the purchases of computers, cars, and life insurance. Golf and tennis are special cases for television programming. These sports attract few viewers, and the ratings are unusually low. However, the audience for these sports is attractive to certain advertisers. It is made up of people from the highest income groups in the United States, including many lawyers and business managers. This is why television reporting of golf and tennis is sponsored by companies selling high-priced cars, business and personal computer, and holiday trips. With such viewers, these programs don't need high ratings to stay on the air.
Now listen again, please.
Sports account for a growing number of income made on the sales of commercial time by television companies. Many television companies have used sports to attract viewers from particular sections of the general public, and then they have sold audiences to advertisers. An attraction of sport programs for the major U.S. media companies is that events are often held on Saturday and Sunday afternoons. These are the slowest time periods of the week for general television viewing. Sport events are the most popular weekend programs, especially among male viewers who may not watch much television at other times during the week. This means the television networks are able to sell advertising time at relatively high prices during what normally would be dead time for programming. The people in the advertising departments of major corporations realize that sports attract male viewers. They also realize that most business travelers are men and that many men make family decisions on the purchases of computers, cars, and life insurance. Golf and tennis are special cases for television programming. These sports attract few viewers, and the ratings are unusually low. However, the audience for these sports is attractive to certain advertisers. It is made up of people from the highest income groups in the United States, including many lawyers and business managers. This is why television reporting of golf and tennis is sponsored by companies selling high-priced cars, business and personal computer, and holiday trips. With such viewers, these programs don't need high ratings to stay on the air.
Questions. 14. Which of the following statements about weekend sports programs is true?
Why are the ratings not important for golf and tennis programs?
16. What is the passage mainly about?
17-20 are based on the following conversation.
Good morning, Miss Smith. We all know that you have written several books for teenagers. Do you have any thoughts about getting teenagers to read more?
I do. I think teenagers would read if they were given more control over what they can read, if the choices were their own and they weren't told what they had to read. They can read anything. They can read the ads on the subway. They can read a magazine article. They can read the side of a chocolate box. I mean, that's all reading.
Are there good authors or books in pop culture now whose material has encouraged teenagers to read?
I think that these series of books that are really popular these days have helped teenagers want to read, like the Harry Potter series. Kids like to go back. They like to become familiar with the character in the story. And I think those books have been successful because of that.
Going back to kids, what is the key to getting a very young person to start reading?
I think to get a child to start reading, the key is really to starting when they are young. Have books around your home. Have a library card. Share the books that you read with them. Talk about the books at dinner. Know what they are reading and talk about their books. Take a trip to a publishing house and see what goes into making a book. Meet an author, if you can do that. Go to a bookstore and hear someone who's written a book talk about a book. I think you have to just get the excitement of books across. If you are excited about books, they'll get excited about books.
What kind of books do you think young people enjoy reading?
The kind of books that children like to read are books where maybe the adults are a little silly and the kids solve the problems. Children want to relate. They want to feel they have a little bit of power. I think young children feel that way. Middle schoolers feel that way.
Now listen again, please. Good morning, Miss Smith. We all know that you have written several books for teenagers. Do you have any thoughts about getting teenagers to read more?
I do. I think teenagers would read if they were given more control over what they can read. If the choices were their own and they weren't told what they had to read. They can read anything. They can read the ads on the subway. They can read a magazine article. They can read the side of a chocolate box. I mean, that's all reading.
Are there good authors or books in pop culture now whose material has encouraged teenagers to read?
I think that these series of books that are really popular these days have helped teenagers want to read, like the Harry Potter series. Kids like to go back. They like to become familiar with the character in the story. And I think those books have been successful because of that.
Going back to kids, what is the key to getting a very young person to start reading?
I think to get a child to start reading, the key is really to starting when they are young. Have books around your home. Have a library card. Share the books that you read with them. Talk about the books at dinner. Know what they are reading and talk about their books. Take a trip to a publishing house and see what goes into making a book. Meet an author, if you can do that. Go to a bookstore and hear someone who's written a book talk about a book. I think you have to just get the excitement of books across. If you are excited about books, they'll get excited about books.
What kind of books do you think young people enjoy reading?
The kind of books that children like to read are books where maybe the adults are a little silly and the kids solve the problems. Children want to relate. They want to feel they have a little bit of power. I think young children feel that way. Middle schoolers feel that way.
Questions. 17. According to the woman, in which situation are kids willing to read more?
According to the woman, why are the Harry Potter series popular with teenagers?
What does the woman suggest parents do to get a very young person to start reading?
What kind of books does the woman think will attract young people?